HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Welcome to A View from the Stands, a podcast series in which we discuss the new normal in the world of sports. I'm Aditya Iyer, and with me is the national sports editor of HD, Rudraneel Sengupta.
In a time of comebacks and resumptions in the world of sport, there's one particular comeback that stands a little taller and heavier and grander than the rest. I'm, of course, talking about the return of Mike Tyson to the boxing ring at the age of 54. This news, even if you hadn't heard it before, the fact that I'm saying it to you now has got to elicit some sort of reaction from you, either that of happiness or anger or fear for him or whatever else it is. I know that it's made my co-host Rudra really, really excited.
Yes. Thank you, Aditya, for that introduction. Mike Tyson. I mean, it's not really a comeback because it's an 8-round exhibition against Roy Jones Jr., another boxer in his 50s. He's 51 years old. Yeah. Again, a great champion, one of the finest technical boxers we've known. I have mixed feelings towards this. It's not all excitement. And when I first heard the news, my first reaction was, no, this is too weird. You know, it's a gimmick. At 54, why would, like, you know, is he completely broke again? Is he bankrupt? And he's so desperate for money that he needs to do this, get into a ring. Then I was, you know, as usual, I got curious. I was like, I got to see what's happening because I heard about these videos that he had posted on his social media about him back in training. And I clicked on those videos and, oh my God, they are insane. That is so scary. Watch Mike Tyson at 54. His hands are a blur. That speed, that power, he's crunching through those punches. I mean, the guy he's punching is like cowering in a corner. It's like Mike Tyson at 20, Mike Tyson at 22. Yeah. And I'm wondering, I mean, where does that come from? Where does that speed and power come from? It's incredible. And Tyson's been saying some crazy stuff as well. He's been saying that, you know, the god of war has awoken in him again and things like that. And you watch him training and you're like, okay, he's not really lying or exaggerating when he says the god of war has awoken. Because if you get hit by one of those punches, you are dead, whoever you are.
Yep. Okay, but just to give our listeners the lowdown on this, basically the facts are that Tyson has started a Legends Only League in which he will be participating in the first bout against Roy Jones. As Rudra said, you know, 8 rounds in LA on the 12th of September. They're both in their 50s. But just a couple of points on the Legends Only League. While it might sound like, you know, a seniors tour in boxing, it's not, because, you know, just to start off with the fact that Roy Jones Jr. fought till he was about 48 or 49. He's 51 now.
Right.
He's about a couple of years taller than Tyson. A
couple of years ago,
Correct. And he's got about 3 inches on his reach more than Tyson. Right now, this is scary, but just one more point before I throw it back to you, Rudra, which is when I found out Tyson is making a comeback, which is about a couple of days ago, 3 days ago, the first thing I had done even back then, before even preparing for this podcast, was I wanted to know what Joe Rogan had to say about it. Now, Joe Rogan, of course, is, for those who don't know, is, you know, possibly the finest voice on MMA and boxing put together. And he, of course, did have something to say about it. He wasn't sure, in this video that was recorded a few weeks ago, wasn't sure who Tyson was going to be taking on at this point, because, you know, Legends League hadn't been announced. And he was worried for the 28-year-old whoever that Tyson's going to take on, and wondering if he's going to be right there. So, it's That is pretty scary. If the first thought that pops into your head is, man, Tyson's going to kill a 28-year-old man, tells you a lot about how Tyson is moving right now at 54 in that video that you watched.
Yes, it's true. It is incredibly fierce and incredibly fearsome. And you know, just watching it, it gives you goosebumps. And one thing, I mean, is 54 very old to be boxing? I think so. And that makes it a bit tragic, a bit odd. I mean, even though, like you said, it's only an exhibition and all of that, it's not really a comeback the way other boxers have made comebacks. And, you know, I mean, some things have changed, right? Our understanding of sports nutrition and training has become so much more advanced in the last couple of decades, maybe three decades. You know, there's so much science in it now that people have been able to extend their careers a lot more than they would be able to previously. And remain at the top of their game. You know, I'm thinking of, say, Ryan Giggs in football, you know, playing till 44 or something. And I mean, and people, you know, so this, it's or Cristiano Ronaldo. You look at Cristiano Ronaldo right now, right? At his age, you should have been thinking of retirement. Instead, he's as big a goal machine as he ever was. And that is down to this our increased understanding of sports nutrition and physical training. So there is a case to be made for athletes to be able to continue for a longer period. But at the same time, you know, this is boxing, and boxing is a singularly brutal sport. It has a singularly brutal purpose, which is the end game is to render your opponent unconscious with a blow to the head. And we have seen examples of very tragic examples, actually, of boxers who have gone on to fight, you know, long after their peak. Sometimes it can be scary.
Sure. So there are two points that you raised, and I just want to peel a couple of layers on both of them, which is the first one was on why boxers have this propensity to come back later on in their lives, right? Whether the point on whether they're doing the right thing at that age is up to them. So George Foreman basically did it in his 50s, and he was going to do it again late in his late 50s. And, you know, he was talking about Tyson's comeback, and he said that, you know, I'm obviously worried that he's going to hurt himself just the way people were worried that I was going to hurt myself at that point when I did make my comeback. But he also talks about wanting to come back once again later on in his 50s. And he said all the way until he pulled out of that bout, he just saw what he wanted to see. It's very difficult for people around him, his loved ones, his wife, his kids, his contemporaries telling him, boss, you're crazy. You're going to get killed in the ring, right? You don't see it when you're that dedicated, when you are desperate to, you know, make that splash once more, when you're missing that style, that way of life, basically. But Foreman also claims that, you know, his wife spoke him out of it. It wouldn't have been very easy for his wife to do so, but she did so by building up his legacy. And, you know, she basically told him that, is this how you want to be remembered? For the fact that, like, you know, back in your late 50s and got thrashed or maybe even killed, who knows, right? Tyson is coming back, I think, is not the same reason these guys came back and fought 20-year-olds, because, you know, there was absolutely nothing else to do. There are two ways to look at why Tyson is doing this. One is obviously for the money, like you said right in the beginning. Maybe he's broke again, maybe he's bankrupt again. But the nicer way to look at it is he's actually starting a seniors tour, which is, you know, two people who fought themselves in the 20s or in the 30s are now taking each other on again in their 50s and their 60s. Obviously, it's less hazardous to their lives and it's great for their pockets.
Right. I mean, I'm not Maybe that's what it is. But is it less hazardous? I don't know. I mean, look at Tyson. I mean, I find it very hazardous for whoever is facing Tyson, just like Joe Rogan did. You know, I would not want to be Roy Jones Jr. taking a few of those punches. I mean, and do you think they're going to pull their punches? No. That guy only knows one way to hit, and he's going to hit it like that. Right. And like you said, you know, Foreman, George Foreman, a legend, Rumble in the Jungle, incredible 1974 Kinshasa fight with Muhammad Ali, retired at 28, made a comeback at 38 in 1994. He's overweight, he's out of shape, he's 45 years old, but he still knocked out Michael Moore to win the heavyweight title. He got lucky. And then he continued to fight till he was 48 years old, you know, and he kept losing at that point, which is what happened to Evander Holyfield as well, another great heavyweight champion who came back pretty late in his life and started losing fights after he hit 40 years old. He just about lost all his fights. And there are so many examples of this. Larry Holmes fought till the age of 53,
put him out.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. He was 38 when a young Mike Tyson destroyed him in four rounds. I think he got knocked out three times in four rounds. And in the recent past, you've got Floyd Mayweather fighting in his 40s. You've got Manny Pacquiao. You know, and this Manny Pacquiao, this guy whose hands were a blur when he was at his peak. You know, I mean, and look at him when he was fighting at that age. He was nothing of the Manny Pacquiao that we knew. Vladimir Klitschko in his 40s, getting knocked out by Joshua, Tyson Fury, who were in their 20s at that time. Yeah, sure. Maybe for Mike Tyson, this what he's doing right now is different, and that would be refreshing. But older boxers desperate to make a comeback, maybe for money, maybe because they miss that lifestyle. That's a reality in the sport, and it's not always pretty. And you've got art imitating life, and you've got in the Rocky movies. That's what happens as well.
Absolutely, with Mason Dixon in Rocky Balboa. There's a reason why that scene is there, or the entire concept of that film. It wasn't just to give Sly Stallone one more go at ending the Rocky films, which, by the way, he didn't do after that movie either. But it was... This basically happens a lot in boxing, and that is going to be my next question to you, though. I'm going to read out one quote to you, which is when Tyson announced that this is what he's going to be doing. The guy said, like, you know, what is it? What is it? Like, why come back? Like, why put yourself through all of this again? Like, you know, you're 54. We don't know who you're going to be fighting, but why the hell are you doing this? And he said, it's because I can do it.
Right.
What is it? What is it about the boxer, the athlete that wants to put them? Because the only guy I kind of relate to a little bit here is Michael Schumacher coming back and kind of totally destroying his legacy. The second half of his Formula One life, right? It didn't last very long with Mercedes. But yeah. I want to ask you mainly from an athlete's and a boxer's perspective, because, you know, these guys can die doing what they're doing.
Oh, absolutely. And maybe it has something to do with the adrenaline. You know, I mean, look at Formula One and look at boxing and things like that. I mean, if you've been a boxer or a Formula One driver, can you find the same excitement, that same level of feeling alive in anything else in life? Maybe you don't. And maybe a point comes when you're just like, you know, I've got to find that, you know, I've got to feel that feeling again. You know, that rush, that crazy rush that comes from being at the top of your sport in these kind of sports. And maybe that's what it is. I'm not sure what that is. But like I've been saying, you know, boxing is such a brutal sport. Right? No sport is as brutal as boxing, right? Not wrestling, not even MMA. Because, you know, MMA, at least it's not all about impact injuries. It's not all about hitting. Right, and there's even research to suggest that bare knuckle boxing, which is an illegal sport, is safer than boxing, because you feel the pain of the punches, and so you tend to stop earlier. Whereas in boxing, because your hands are gloved and you're not really feeling the impact of, say, knuckle on bare bones or knuckle on bare skin, what happens is that you can absorb a lot more impact. But that impact is getting translated as internal injuries inside you, on your liver, in your kidneys, in your brain, which it's things that you don't feel really at the time of the bout, but then it catches up on you. And when you said that people around Foreman were telling him that, you know, it's too dangerous, but Foreman couldn't see it, I'm reminded of something Muhammad Ali said once, and he said that, you know, before a particular bout, when the entire world was basically telling Ali that he should stop fighting, there were some medical tests that were run on him, and there was blood in his urine. And his doctor told him, Freddy Pacheco, I think his long-term doctor, told him that, you know, there's blood in your urine, you shouldn't go in for the fight. And Ali said, but, you know, look, I pee every morning, I see no blood in my urine. I can't see it. So it's not there. Right? So it's a kind of willful blindness to the dangers around it. And I bring up Ali because, you know, that he is the most tragic example of this, the greatest fighter that we have seen. You know, and at 38, trying to make a comeback, losing to Larry Holmes. If you remember that fight, he was already showing signs of Parkinson's syndrome. He had diminished motor function. His speech was slurred. And this is a man who could float like a butterfly. And he was moving in slow motion in that Larry Holmes fight, as if he was unsure and confused as to what was going on, what he was doing in the ring. And even Holmes was upset about hitting Muhammad Ali, his opponent. I mean, it was that tragic. But that didn't stop him. He continued. There was another fight after that, Trevor Burbick in 81, 1 year later. And then, of course, we all know that he, you know, how his last years were, how he got Parkinson's, and that was really tragic. So I think fighting is maybe not something you should do when you're 40 plus.
Sure. So in Ali's case, it was a case of him stretching his career a little too far. But with the Holyfields and, the Foremans and now the Tysons of the world, the career has clearly been curtailed at some point. But they have taken this very conscious decision to do exactly what hurt them in the past. That made them call it quits the first time. And shake all that off and come back again. Because I just want to go back to Tyson's last fight, which was against Kevin McBride. This was immediately after that, you know, much billed one against Lennox Lewis, where he got destroyed. Against McBride, which happened to be his last fight. McBride's this random journeyman. And at some point in the fight, like, Tyson just refuses to get off the stool, right? Like, he retires. Most shameful way to go for the guy who was possibly the greatest heavyweight fighter of, I don't know, our times. He was certainly the first heavyweight fighter to hold the Unified Championship, which is the WBF, WBC, and IBF, and at the same time. And, a person who was known to be the hardest puncher in the world. That was no way to go. So is he trying to redeem that image? Or I'm sure his stand-up comedy and his cameos in movies have kind of done it in any case. It's taken the edge off, right? Maybe he realizes that he's to come back in again. Maybe it's the money. But what is it? Why doesn't he remember what he felt like against McBride?
Well, maybe, like he claims, he is physically in better shape. He's mentally in a better shape than he's ever been before. I'm willing to believe him. I'm willing to believe because, of course, his mental state was never in a great place for a very, very long time. He had a very difficult childhood. He had a difficult life. He's done some crazy bad stuff. Went to jail for rape. All kinds of shit has happened in his life. So, and there has been some indication over the last decade or so that he's leaving that old Tyson mentality, that old thing behind him, and he's rediscovering life anew. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's feeling mentally and physically we can see from his training, yes, he is feeling stronger. So absolutely. Maybe that's what it is, you know, and maybe he wants to see what he feels like in the ring, being the new Tyson that he may, perhaps is right now. Let's end here. But before we end, I just wanted to play a little song. It's an old blues song by a great blues artist called Memphis Minnie, and it's about Joe Louis, the great boxer. And Joe Louis, of course, himself made a comeback, and the man who I think he fought 69 fights and had 52 knockouts. He's the longest heavyweight reign ever. Made a comeback and was knocked out himself. But this song is called "He's in the Ring Doing the Same Old Thing," and I think that it applies to Mike Tyson for what he's doing right now. So let's hear that.
This was an episode of A View from the Stands. Do like and follow us on at HT Smartcast on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, or write to us on podcasts@hindustantimes.com. You can listen to more podcasts by logging on to htsmartcast.com.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.